January 19th is Robert E. Lee's birthday. It's also the date of the official Texas state holiday, Confederate Heroes Day. This past January, it also happened to be the date of the national Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Jacob Hale, a 13-year-old student from Austin, is now working to rename Confederate Heroes Day to Civil War Remembrance Day and move it to May. He convinced State Representative Donna Hale, a Democrat from Austin, to file the bill HB 1242, and this week he addressed the House Committee on Culture, Tourism, and Recreation on the bill. I spoke to Hale about his idea and his experiences with Texas politics.
Well, what really happened was I saw on the state calendar that we have a holiday called Confederate Heroes Day, and that holiday is placed on or near MLK Day. And I realized that this holiday isn't really accurate, and it's also kind of hidden on the state calendar so that it goes largely ignored. And the reason it's not accurate is because there were Texans who went and fought for the Union who made just as much sacrifice as those of the Confederate soldiers. There were Texans who were hanged for having pro-Union sentiment. And Sam Houston, who's our like legendary Texas hero, he was kicked out of office for being anti-secession. And there were also over a third of our population was enslaved at that time, and we don't really talk about that. And another thing that was wrong with the holiday is that it's right next to MLK Day, and most people I talk to are surprised when they hear about Confederate Heroes Day because people don't talk about it because they're busy celebrating MLK Day during that time. And since MLK Day is kind of like a big deal and it's like a national or a federal holiday, I think Confederate Heroes Day is the one that needs to move.
The 2 days did collide this year. The Martin Luther King Day and the Confederate Heroes Day did fall on the same day this year. So it was odd that they had those celebrations of the Confederacy on the Capitol grounds that very same day, right?
It's a little ironic that there's MLK Day on the same day that there's Confederate Heroes Day. But I think the larger issue is that the Civil War is the deadliest thing in American history. And if we kind of push it under the rug and only recognize a tiny bit of the Civil War in Texas, and we only recognize it like kind of off to the side, I think that's a terrible, terrible mistake by our state legislature.
So in your recommendation or your pursuit of creation of a Civil War Remembrance Day and then moving it away from January 19th to the second Monday in May, you're not trying to degrade the remembrance of the Confederacy, but you're trying to include those who were in support of the Union and also for those who were the slaves at the time.
There's nothing in this bill that has anything to do with dishonoring Confederate soldiers or saying anything bad about the Confederacy. All this bill does is it just expands the holiday to include more Texans from that time who need to be remembered. Like, I am a descendant of a Confederate soldier, and I mean, it's not like I'm trying to say, well, the Confederates were bad and we need to forget about them. No, I'm just saying that there were other aspects of Texas during that time, and to single out the Confederacy and say that they were the heroes and they were the only people that we need to talk about, I think that that's inaccurate.
So it's one thing to have an idea, and it's another thing to begin to take action to make that idea a reality. How did you go to take on that step?
Well, I mean, I just kind of thought that if I just had the idea and I didn't try to get any support from anyone, then it would just stay like an idea in my mind and it would never really become anything. And some people suggested, oh, well, why don't you wait until you're older and like you can go to college and like, but no, it's like, why wait and why keep pushing it back? If you don't get to it immediately, you probably won't ever get to it.
So what did you do? Did you contact your state representative that would be Representative Donna Howard?
Yes. Well, I went to the Texas Tribune's Tribune Fest, and I met with a lot of state legislators there. And then after talking to Representative Howard for a little bit there, I contacted her about having like a more in-depth meeting to talk about the bill, or to talk about the idea for the bill. And she said that, yeah, she'd do that. And then we talked about the bill in another meeting, and then she agreed to introduce it. And then for the past few months, I've just been meeting with different legislators and their staff to try to get their vote on it.
According to some reports, Representative Howard was at first reluctant to get involved with this bill, but you convinced her. How'd you do that?
Well, what happened was she told me that, getting a bill through is hard work, and it's not like you can just, enter it in and then it automatically happens, and that I'd have to be very proactive and do a bunch of stuff to get this passed. And I told her, yeah, I'm up for that, and I'd be glad to do that. And then so she agreed to file it.
You had a hearing this week. How did that go?
I thought it went pretty well. I mean, it was interesting to see the other side's viewpoints, and although I don't think that they fully understood the nature of the bill, it was still cool to get to talk to them, and I felt like there was a pretty positive vibe coming from the committee members.
However, it looks like the bill will not be voted on by committee.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've heard some people tell me that it won't be voted on by the committee, and I've also heard a couple people tell me that there's no reason why the committee shouldn't vote on it. And I just hope that the committee will do the right thing and vote on it and vote for it.
Have people explained to you that frequently it takes about three sessions in order to pass most bills that come up in the House?
Yeah.
Even things that make perfectly good sense, you just have to keep coming back and coming back.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If it doesn't work this time, then I'll just come back in the next session and try to do it again, because I realize that it's not a perfect process, and it doesn't, even if it makes sense, it doesn't happen the first time always. So I hope that since I've put a lot of work into it and I've got a lot of people's help and support on it, I hope that it'll work this time. But if it doesn't, I'll try again next time.
Were you prepared to deal with the harsh realities of the inactions of our government, and also some of the feedback that you may have gotten from opponents that was harsh?
Well, I just think that the opponents of the bill, I think that they just have a different viewpoint, and I haven't been able to have a real in-depth discussion with any of them about the bill, so I'm not sure I can necessarily say what they were fully thinking and what their entire view on the bill is, but I think that in general, it wasn't that terrible to hear what people had to say. It was more just kind of like an interesting learning experience.
Jacob Hale is a 13-year-old student from Austin who wants to rename Confederate Heroes Day to Civil War Remembrance Day and move it to May away from the national Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. After Hale's address to the Texas House Committee on Culture, Tourism, and Recreation, a number of opponents to the bill, like Shelby Little, took to the podium.
Many Texans have forgotten these men. Others, like the supporters of this bill, have never known them. They were heroes then. They are heroes now. It is a sad day indeed when the sacrifices and accomplishments of those who have come before us and done so much on our behalf are denigrated and trampled underfoot based on the historical naivete of a 13-year-old. Even worse is the exploitation of children for the advancement of political agendas. This bill was not composed in the spirit of reconciliation or unity or egalitarianism. This bill was written to eliminate Confederate Heroes Day. Their mantra? There are no Confederate heroes. Well, folks, even our kids in junior high, at least most of them, know the fallacy of that assertion. Whether known or not, a large part of our Texas population are direct or collateral descendants of Confederate soldiers. They are our forefathers, our family. It's personal. Assaults on their character are assaults on us. There are a few of us who have resolved that we have turned the other cheek on this issue for the last time. As for the proposition to create a so-called Civil War Remembrance Day, it's already been addressed. Former Union soldiers already have that day. It's called Memorial Day. Former slaves, they have their own day already also. The official state holiday of Emancipation Day, or Juneteenth. Do not be deceived, ladies and gentlemen. This bill is entirely punitive and is just the latest of an almost continuous attempt to slander the Southern bid for independence and all those who may have been associated with it. These people, for strictly political gain, will do their utmost to bulldoze every Confederate monument, rename every Texas county, street, and park that have been named for Confederates, and obliterate every reference of our Confederate legacy in our educational system. Regardless of how long or how often or how passionately a lie is spoken, it is still a lie.
Shelby Little opposes House Bill 1242, which would rename the official state holiday Confederate Heroes Day to Civil War Remembrance Day and move the holiday to May.